innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 303. Joining me today, I got Brian.
What's up, guys?
Chilling. What's good, dude? How you doing?
I'm good. I've been better, you know.
Of course.
As I mentioned previous times, COVID hit the family.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It's still but thankfully, time. it's been a week, a little bit more than a week.
It's phasing itself out. My kids are seemingly themselves again.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm, for the most part, better. Just waiting on results.
As of course. That's what sucks, is the waiting period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my wife is still with it, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks, dude.
But she's definitely on the mend. We'll get through it. We did it before.
Exactly. You'll get through it. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I know you guys will be. You'll be okay. And especially since you've been through it also. So like,
yeah,
yeah. Well, good. Dude. I'm glad you guys are getting better, and yeah, things are just getting better in general.
I do gotta say, even though like mild or whatever, it's like you just feel off. You feel like cloudy and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel like you don't belong. Like, shit, it just isn't right.
Something's not right. Yeah, it's
weird. Yeah, yeah. I know exactly how you feel. Because even though, like, when I had it, like, I didn't have any symptoms of anything, but I still felt slightly foggy. Uh-huh. Like, why, what am I doing? What is going on?
Yeah, I remember.
They say I have something. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It just felt just slightly off. Yeah, it was just weird. Like, it's been a while, thankfully. Like, everything's been good since then, so.
Good.
And I'm glad you're doing all right, too, man. I'm glad you and the family is doing good.
Good, yeah, thank you. It's good to finally, like, start feeling like normal again.
Well, good. I guess normalcy is good.
I guess.
For once. Because you can never really say, like, you know, being normal is a good thing, because we are all far from normal here on this show. Yeah, yeah. So what's been going on other than the sickness?
Other than being down with the sickness. You know, a bunch of TV,
nice.
and a new job. So I'm working again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's a good thing.
Good to be back making money.
Of course, it's good to be making your own money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think what I watched. I actually watched it in full, and it was great. The Old Man.
Ah, wasn't it so good?
It was dope. I just so mad that was the ending. I'm like,
I know. More. It's like the perfect. It's like the greatest cliffhanger. You're just like, oh, he's getting back into it, and then you're just like, oh, wait, you gotta wait another probably another year, probably another few weeks. I don't fucking know, but
probably another year.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else I watched. I watched the on HBO Max the George Carlin American Dream
documentary. Yes, that's right. You did tell me about that.
That was amazing, and it's crazy how relevant his material is today.
Oh, absolutely.
Like abortion and gun control and
just
everything, really. But you know, we're talking material from like early 90s. Like, Gentleman in New York was in 92.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's still relevant to today.
Mm-hmm.
30 years later.
Yeah, exactly. You know? He's one of those dudes that, like, whether it is, like, topical stuff at the moment, it gets to the point that it's still relevant today, which is insane. Because you would think that something would have changed since then.
Yeah, but unfortunately not.
But it hasn't.
The one thing I thought was really cool in the documentary was that So after his wife passed away,
mm-hmm.
he got cast to play Cardinal Glick in Dogma.
Yeah.
And he said to Kevin Smith, he's like, there's one thing. He's like, you know, my wife recently passed. I'm not ready to take my wedding band off yet. And so he came up with the idea, and this is why Glick wears a band-aid around his ring finger the entirety of his
That is very fair. See, I didn't even notice that.
Me either. Now I need to go back and, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, now I gotta watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
For the, like, 30th time.
Pretty much. 30th yeah. time since 1998.
Right, exactly,
or,
yeah.
Or 99, really, because yeah. it took longer for things to hit DVD.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, those times.
Oh, those times. yeah, aside from that, I can't really say I've watched anything that
okay.
as far as I can remember. Or okay. nothing memorable.
Right.
Been on the Switch a couple of times with Alex doing a Shredder's Revenge.
Nice.
So that's cool. Yeah, it's like $20 for the year to like.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. So like
that's not bad. It kind of makes me want to get one too.
It's like, because like PlayStation and Xbox, their yearly was like $50. But like Nintendo's like, oh yeah, $20, and you get to like have an annual online session of gaming.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Is it like PlayStation that gives you like free games and stuff like that too from time to time?
I gotta look.
Okay.
The most I only did it because like I went to go play again with Alex, and then I was like, wait, oh yeah, I gotta pay. And then I just said screw it, and I did it the next day, and then we played later in the week. But
nice.
But yeah, it's a good little thing, and
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we played a couple of levels one night, and then. This was during COVID time with the kids, so like,
of course,
my one girl woke up and I was like, yo, I gotta split, you know,
yeah,
because it was like midnight, and like, you know, but yeah, I mean, aside from all that, I mean, I gotta get active again into yoga. It's just been hard because like I went to go do it and it's like. COVID. It's like, oh,
mm-hmm. come on. Yeah, you literally have the sickness in you that you just it's preventing you from doing anything.
I know. It's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did, however, record a couple of things.
Yeah, you did.
I got 3 videos up that went up live about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
2 Diamond Select vids and 1 me just saying, you know, hey,
yeah.
Haven't been in front of the camera and like, God.
You did your own vlog.
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe
like, yeah, yeah,
yeah. So other videos will be coming eventually. I just nice. Need to, you know, not feel fully run down yet.
Of course.
Probably start up again sometime next week. Or
that's pretty cool, dude. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're recording this not on a Friday for once. We're recording.
Yeah, yeah. We have adjusted our schedule, so the schedule for the show is not going to be the usual Monday release. So you know, it'll be different. It'll be different. Maybe the episode is probably going to wind up going up on Wednesdays from now on.
Yeah.
Until further notice, it'll be going up on Wednesdays.
All because I got a job.
Well, not just that. Like we're gonna be pretty busy. Like now that for me, like football season started, so there's gonna be a lot of shit going on during the weekends and stuff. Yeah. So I'll be a lot busier. I was pretty busy this past weekend too. So the regular show will be probably going up on Wednesdays, and the Suplex City Geeks will probably be going up on Thursdays. So we will see how that works.
Light alteration, but nothing yeah. crazy.
Yeah, exactly. We'll still come out with the contents like we've yeah. been doing for the last like what 11 years? Well, 10 years, 9 years, I guess. Taking out, you know, the couple years that I disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So aside from that stuff, I mean, just lots and lots of trailers, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, we'll definitely be talking about that in a minute.
This is going to basically be the episode of trailers.
It's the trailer talk episode.
Not like
we're the trailer talk boys.
Yeah. So before we get into trailers, or actually before we get into what you've been up to, like, the only other thing really was that this past week, my Beats Studio Fit Pro headphones had to be repurchased.
Yeah.
Because Apple, so I got my headphones in February of this year, and the part started to peel away, and Apple calls that cosmetic, but I'm like, no, it's the headphone itself.
Yeah.
And had I got the piece, I could have just put it on myself.
Right.
No, I had to go buy a brand new pair of headphones.
Oh, fuck that, dude.
Because Apple and their so-called warranty.
Yeah, that's a stupid fucking little clause there.
Yeah, because you can't buy the piece that you need.
No, of course not.
But if you bring it to a repair place, they'll charge you like $300.
Oh, of course.
And I'm like, I'm not going to spend, you know, extra money.
Yeah. What would be for something that already costs a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, how about we just say, screw that noise and just eat it and just get a new pair.
Yeah.
And so I got the new pair. Different color. My other ones are black and red. These are like gray and teal. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. Fuck it. As long as they work, that's all that matters, really.
You know, and it's like whatever. I don't care. It's all because, like, I go to order it, and it was, like, same-day delivery at Target, and then the guy, there was, like, a language barrier of the Instacart or Shipt or whatever they use, and it's like, oh, they don't have it. And so it's like, well, okay, another color. He sent me a picture of the ones I have now.
Nice.
But it never fully, like, the money didn't take. Like, I got refunded, but, like, it's still showing it's shopping, like, a week later on Target.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. All because, like, they didn't have
the right one.
The right one. So it's like, okay. So, like, I just.
So, could you possibly be getting another pair?
No. It's oh. I was thinking it was going to show up, but, like, now we're a couple of days in, and, like, no, it's not happening.
Yeah. So, well, it was wishful thinking, I guess, right? Right.
Yeah, I mean, wishful thinking that I would have had to return.
Wishful thinking that the system would actually work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. That's cool, dude. That's cool.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So, as for me, I've been pretty busy the last couple weeks, technically. Like, I started a few weeks ago, but on top of doing the yogas and stuff, I'm also started going back to the gym. Because, you know, I've been feeling like I've gained a bunch of the weight back that I've previously lost. And so in doing so, I started to go to the gym. And not only did I start going to the gym, but I also started using a personal trainer at the gym. So that way I can know what the fuck I'm doing there. Because, yeah, I went to the gym before, but never did I know what the fuck I was doing. I don't know how to use machines, never really lifted weights. Didn't know exactly what was meant to do for what, you know, what I had to do for what, you know, like if I wanted to lose weight or I wanted to fucking go to cardio or whatever. Like, yeah, cardio, yeah, you do the machines and stuff like that. But, like, as far as weight-wise, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I've never done anything as far as weights. Like, yes, I did a little bit of, you know, the machines for it, but never did any type of free weights or anything like that.
Right.
And it's been pretty good. I did pull-ups for the first time last week, which is something that, of course, that I've never been able to do. Granted, yes, it was, you know, one of those assisted pull-ups where, you know, you're on a weight machine, but you're pulling yourself up while it's on, like, like for me, I had it on 175 pounds, which is the highest it'll go. And I'm pulling myself up with 175 pounds helping me out. So that was pretty fun. That was pretty interesting. But yeah, I'm learning. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to get into somewhat of a shape that isn't necessarily round. So I'm trying to get, you know, trying to be less flabulous, like I've said plenty of times, and get better. Trying to get better as far as my physical self. So that way, you know, I can live a bit longer. because, you know, I got children's and shit, you know, which is the same reason why we started doing the yogas and stuff like that. But yeah,
you got to chase after your kids and you want to be there for them. So you need to
Exactly. Yeah. Need to, you know, at least do something to better myself. It's not because like I want to fucking be in shape and look all like, you know, Mr. Sexy Hot Bod,
you don't want to be round, which is also a shape, but
right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be that shape. I want to be another shape other than round.
Or, what you call it? What is it from dad bod to god bod?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. But this thing too, that I don't necessarily want to be, have like a god bod either. Cause that's just like, it doesn't fit me. At least I think so. Like I've never had like, I've always been a fat kid. Always. Always. And it's just weird for me thinking like, oh yeah, look at me. I could have like all the muscles and shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want all the muscles. I just want to be nice and toned.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be like you watch AEW, so you've seen Luther, you see how he was before, right?
Yeah.
Today, of course, we were recording Monday, like we said before, but he was on Dark this week on Dark Elevation, and he has completely changed. Huh. You know, he was fluffy and stuff like that. You know, he's dude, he is ripped as fuck now. Since he went out on because he got injured in the ring before,
yeah.
So he worked his way up and he's like ripped as fuck. So I'm like, okay, yeah. I could see that like slightly, but not as, you know, as defined as he is. But I'm like, well, this shit is crazy. So yeah,
you want to be like a little bit more toned than Eddie Kingston.
Yeah. Even though I love Eddie Kingston, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, just a little bit, just a little bit more.
Where yeah, it's like, you know,
yeah, because he's not super flabulous and stuff like that. And I also don't have like, you know, a beer belly, you can say, but I kind of want to get rid of my movies. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My movies are quite a spectacular thing. So I kind of want to work on those. Kind of want to work on the on my wings. You know what I mean? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So just doing those things to better myself and see what happens in the long run. You know what I mean? So
yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, I keep saying that. I mean, you know, I think that's gonna be the episode title. You know what I mean?
Not me. Yeah.
Not me.
That tracks.
Yeah. Alright, so some things that I watched this week. I've been actually watching the fourth season of Killing Eve, which is a fantastic fucking show. If you guys haven't watched it, have you?
I never watched it.
It is fucking good. It is it's essentially like a cop thriller or whatever in a way, but In similar to Luther, you know what's going on and who did what and how everything turns out. Within the first episode, you know who's the killer,
okay,
and you follow the same killer for four seasons, but the killer winds up being obsessed with the person that's actually investigating her.
Right.
And they get obsessed with each other.
Oh, that's wild. Okay.
Yeah. It is fucking nuts. It is a great fucking show. So if you have not checked out Killing Eve, go watch that. Because that is really fucking good. I'm on, what, like the sixth episode of the fourth season right now. And I'm loving it. I want more.
What
stream? It's on Hulu. It's on Hulu right now. So all four seasons are on Hulu right now. Because it usually airs on BBC America.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Watch that. Watch a couple more things. I don't remember off the top of my head what else I watched other than wrestling, which we'll be talking about Suplex City Geeks. But yeah, as far as watching stuff, that's the biggest thing that I watched this week that I have a clear thought process of, because main reason why like I'm blanking out on so much other shit was because, of course, you guys know that I work security on site as well. And this past weekend, this past Saturday and Sunday, I worked Tampa Bay Comic Con, which was really fucking fun. This is the first time of me going to a convention. Well, that's not the first time. The second time. The first time I went wasn't necessarily going to the convention. I just went to the Jay and Silent Bob Get Old show that they had there at the convention. Okay. Like, you could buy your tickets for that, and then you could just come in just for that show, and then you sleep. But this time, I actually worked the convention. My first time working a convention, because previously I've gone as just a spectator. Because, of course, you know, that's what we used to do back in the day. Yeah. The convention center over here is about a fourth of the size of the Javits. Okay. And it was super fucking fun. The first day, which was Saturday, technically it was a 3-day event over here. I had to work my regular job, of course, on Friday. Right. And so I didn't get to do that. But on Saturday, I worked the afternoon until the close, a little bit after the closing. I worked at the front, and I was watching people come in and out. Not necessarily watching people come in and out, but directing people in the direction that they have to go. Because I was right by the re-entry section, because they let people go in and out of here. Not like New York Comic Con. Sometimes they're like real sticklers about shit. But they would let people go out, and then, you know, you could come in a specific area. So I was helping people in that area. That area was also the same section where the ADA people were coming through. So I would help out with that as well. So, like, I would tell people, like, okay, if you have ADA, if you're in a wheelchair, if, you know, you got, like, you know, a cane, or if you got, like, a, you know, a knee brace or whatever, or any type of disabilities, they would come in through that area as well. Because there was also an elevator there, too. So, like, it was cool. It was cool to stand there and, you know, greet people as they were coming over and stuff like that. But what sucked about that day was that, one, we were outside, which is not too bad. It's not you know, the do all end all of everything. But what sucked is that right in front of where I was standing and where we were all working, we had protesters there.
Protesting Comic Con?
There were people protesting Comic Con. What the fuck? Did you really hear that? Or was that just me? Okay. I thought I was tripping for a second. they had protesters outside of the convention center. These were religious protesters, basically saying that people that were at this convention were essentially devil worshippers and people that had no morals and no beliefs in something other than the then they were worshiping idols that, of course, weren't necessarily Jesus or God or whatever. That was fun. And they were going off for the entire time that I was there. I got there like around 2 o'clock, 2:30. And the convention closed at 7. And they were speaking their stuff that entire time. And even before I even got there. So yeah. And every time they would keep talking, people would come in and out, and they would be like, what the fuck? And they would start. Some people were actually going up against them and arguing with them and everything, and then but it was a shit show event at that point. But I did see a lot of cool costumes that day. One of my favorite costumes that I saw that day were two ladies that were there. One was dressed up as the 11th Doctor, the other one was dressed up as the 14th, and they both had. Well, going with them, they had a life-size Dalek. Oh, wow. Which was fucking badass. And then later on in the day, I noticed that the Dalek opened up, and one of them got into the Dalek and rode around in it.
That's crazy.
which I was like, holy fucking shit. It was so fucking cool. That was so fucking cool. Like, I was like, that is some smart people shit right there. Because it was a legit size. Like, I believe I sent you the picture of it. Mm-hmm. She looked really good. Like, it was official. There was a lot of cool costumes, a lot of cool shit, a lot of really cool people that day. Yeah, and I had really fun on Saturday, and then on Sunday, usually the conventions end pretty early, so I went in at 3 o'clock as well, and they had me in a totally different position this time. And the position I was at, I was how do I say, where all the celebrities are. So, not necessarily Artist Alley, but because they didn't necessarily have an Artist Alley there. They had the celebrity, like the photo ops and all that stuff, an autograph signing section and all that stuff. That's where I was. And I got to see Summer Glau. I got to meet a few people, which was fucking great. Nice. RJ Mitty, who we know from Breaking Bad, who is surprisingly taller than I expected him to be, because he doesn't look like tall in person, like at least from what we've seen in the show. Then granted, the show was a few years ago, but he's a little bit taller than I am. I'm 6'1" right now, and yeah, he's just a little bit taller than me. But he was nice. Also got to see the two Cartel brothers. They were both there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they both gave me a pound. Got to meet Rufio from Hook. He's so fucking cool. Like, he was just walking by and I was like, yo, what up, Rufio? He's like, yo, what up? He just gave me a pound and just walked away. And that was cool. Then I got to meet Russ Marquand, who of course we know him from recently, yes, from Walking Dead. He was great in The Walking Dead, but he's also the recent version of
the Red Skull.
Yeah, the Red Skull.
Did he do any voices while he was there?
Well, I didn't hear him do any voices because he was signing and stuff like that. He wasn't that close to me, but I did say what's up to him at the very end. He was really nice. He was the person at because they closed the convention at 5 o'clock, and he was there as people were closing down the shop, like everybody was locking up and everything, because he had a line for him, like a really long line. He was there, and so the last person was there.
That's really great.
Yeah, he's really really nice. He was really cool. The other person that I was super fucking excited to meet, that really really like, well, before that guy, I met Murr from Impractical Jokers. He's a tiny little dude. He's like literally like a little bit shorter than my shoulder. So and he's a skinny little motherfucker. But he was cool. He was nice. He had a pretty long line. But yeah, I got to meet him. But like I said, the most important person, the coolest person that I've met so far in this convention, was King Ezekiel, or for those, from The Walking Dead. But also I got to meet, he is also the voice of Cyborg on Teen Titans Go. I forget his real name. I know him as those. Yeah. He was fucking cool. He was really fucking cool. I went up to him. I'm like, I'm a huge fan, and my kids are a huge fan of yours too. And I was like, oh, that's so awesome, dude. I appreciate you. And he was like, make sure you tell them I said hi.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, that's so cool. That made me really happy. I was super excited about that. And then, right after that, pretty much everything, of course, it closed down at 5. And I was there watching them tear apart the entire floor. And it went from something being amazingly huge to a point where there was nothing there. By 11 o'clock, that whole place was completely empty.
It's crazy.
Other than tables. Yeah.
Right? It's like,
yeah.
Back in my heyday, like when I worked load-ins, it's like I watched them literally build stages for Britney Spears and the Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And then like tear it all down.
Yeah.
And it'd be turning a, at the time it was the Izod Center. So like, turning it from like a basketball court for one, like the, and then just knock it, pulling shit down and just like, it's wicked how fast these guys work too.
Yeah. They work so fast and they do it so well too, because it turns into a maze after a while, because you're going around, you're trying to figure out how they're going to set up certain booths and certain tables, mm-hmm. how they have specific amounts of tables for these things, and how they set everything up. It's fucking insanely cool. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, I was a, okay, yeah, I would never be able to do this, because I like... Like, yeah, I can organize shit, but this shit is like super fucking organized. It's stuff that's done by plenty of people. That's been done for quite some time.
Yeah,
I spoke to one of the people that were putting it all together, and this event was actually put together by FanX, who bought Imperium, which was another convention company. Mm-hmm. So they took over them. Over their stuff, and they do stuff all over the place. They do stuff in Chicago, in Indianapolis, and stuff like that. So they have a whole bunch of different things. But it was really cool. It was really cool to be there and actually meet some people that like I've been fans of for quite some time, and stuff that we've actually like spoken about on the show. So it's really fucking cool. Like, I had a fun time, and I got paid for it. So definitely two pluses right there. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And then, of course, we got some shit for this week. The show must continue. And we will get into some geek shit now. Because, granted, yeah, we've been talking about some geek shit for like about half an hour now. But now we got some more geek news. On the last episode, previously on Inner City Geeks, on the last episode, we spoke about, because the day that we recorded was the first day, or the first 2 days of San Diego Comic-Con. And, of course, after the first day, we still have two more days, right? So we got a ton of shit from San Diego. And it's full of amazingness. Like, I had a really fun time looking into it. And I was like, holy shit, I like what's going on, and I want to see what else is going to be coming to this world that we know, that we have become super fans of.
It's because we didn't have... This is the first Comic-Con since 2019.
Yeah, that's right. It is.
And like an in-person con.
Yeah, exactly.
And like... There's so, I mean, there's shit that's come out,
yep,
you know, since, but like also with delays because of the pandemic. And so that, of course, delayed a lot of the Marvel shit too.
Oh, yeah, of course. That delayed everything. Because even though we did also have, like, you know, like the D23s and stuff like that, but there were still other things that, you know, we didn't see then.
This was their return to Hall H.
Yeah, pretty much. And it was pretty fantastic.
It looks pretty fantastic.
Yeah, because there's so much fucking shit that came out of it. Not just Marvel, but DC also had some really cool fucking shit. Well, not necessarily a lot of cool shit, but just like one or two things that were pretty dope from DC. But we also got some stuff from the Sandman that's coming into Netflix. And that shit looks really fucking cool. So, we got the first full trailer for it. And I'm really fucking excited for it because, of course, you know, I am a big fan of Neil Gaiman and I'm a fan of everything that he does. And, like, we've been looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to the show that's coming to Netflix. And we got the first, like, official trailer. And this looks fucking cool. Like, I am really excited to see what they're going to do with this. And, it comes out this week. It comes out on the 5th. So, yeah. Let's watch a trailer for this. If you haven't seen the trailer, we're going to play it now. Because why not, right?
Why not? I mean, I haven't seen the trailer.
Oh, you have not seen the trailer. Nice. Okay. So we'll play the trailer now.
Your waking world is shaped by dreams. Dreams and nightmares that I create and which I must control.
He's out there looking for me, isn't he?
Can you imagine the damage he could do?
I need your help. If dreams disappear, then so will humanity.
I could do without dreams for a while. I haven't had a decent night's sleep in ages.
I'm not going to stop until I've reshaped this world.
Tell us what power of dreams you have.
I thought about giving up, but I have a job to do, and I do it.
Things have changed.
Your eyes will tell me everything, every thought. Every feeling.
My creations do not walk amongst the living, killing mortals for pleasure.
Oh, you don't think dreams can die? Let's find out.
Nightmares do not belong in the waking world.
Oh, turns out I fit right in.
Dreams don't fucking die.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Not bad.
That looks fucking amazing. I am super fucking excited for that.
I was trying to figure out where I knew the Corinthian from.
Uh-huh.
That's Boyd Holbrook from Logan.
Yep.
Yep. It was cool to see Jenna Coleman, Gwendolyn Christie.
Mm-hmm.
Patton Oswalt's going to be a part of this.
Yeah, he plays a raven.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
David Thewlis, Harry Potter.
Yep.
Charles Dance.
Yeah. And Joel in everything.
Stephen
yep.
Fry.
Yep.
Wow. That's, I mean, there's some.
It's a stacked cast.
It is indeed a stacked cast.
Yeah. And what's good about this, the reason I'm super excited for it is because Neil Gaiman has a lot to do with this, other than, of course, writing and everything. But he did have to do a lot with the production and being on set and trying to tell them exactly how it needs to be done. And how he makes it fit to the characters that are live action now instead of just, you know, in the comics.
And that's why I believe Good Omens was such a great series too, because he had a lot of on hand with that as well. And that's, I can't wait for season two.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I am super fucking excited for that.
Was Gaiman also Dirk Gently?
I don't know.
I don't know. I know he's American Gigolo. Not American Gigolo. What the hell was the other show that was on Stars?
American Gods?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that was him. Because that's one of my... That's one of the few books, like I've mentioned on the show before, one of the few books that I've actually gone through completely. Because, like, I'll go read through a book and, like, about three-quarters of the way through, I just stop reading. That's one of those books that I... Okay, yeah, I sat through and actually read the entire thing. It was good. It's really good. It's different. It's a cluster fuck of a shoe of a book.
I'm wrong. Douglas Adams was Dirk Gently.
Yeah, yeah. He also did the Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah.
But Sandman looks fucking awesome. I cannot wait. So fucking excited for that.
It's gonna be fucking dark.
Yeah. And I love it.
This is going to be one of those shows like I watch at night when like, everybody's in bed.
Yeah, yeah. You
know? And my guess is they're going to be like 45 minutes long each.
Oh, for sure. There's no reason that's not going to be, be 20 minutes. Show. Yeah. It looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that shit. And then we got some other shit, of course. We got a little bit of an extended trailer of Black Adam, which was cool. Like, you know, it's a lot of the stuff that we've seen previously, and just a couple extra things here and there. Nothing too crazy. But we got a trailer for his counterpart, his, I guess, the good guy. Yeah. If there's no other way, there's no other way to put it. We got a trailer for Shazam, Fear of the Gods, and that looks pretty fucking cool too. It has the same feel as the first one.
Yeah, I was gonna say like I've only seen the first one time and semi recently ago.
Right,
like within the year. Or tail end of last year, and I gotta say, it was fun.
It's fun. It was the most fun that's come out of the DC universe when that came out.
Yeah,
yeah, and it was super entertaining, which is what I loved as well. Like, I was like, okay, cool. I like where they're going with this. I kind of want to see if they're gonna do more. At that point, I was like, I want to see if they're gonna do more fun things in the DC universe, the extended universe, and they did. You know, they did it with. Recently, they did it with what's his name, Peacemaker, which is fucking great.
Which is great.
But they kind of touched on it with Harley Quinn, and the TV show, but also like not Harley Quinn, but Suicide Squad, which is it was a little bit fun, different than the dark and brooding stuff that we've seen within the DC extended universe.
basically the Snyderverse.
Yeah, 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 pretty much.
Because his movies are always dark and depressing. It's like...
There's
other characters that aren't that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Like,
there are way more characters.
Like, Man of Steel was a dark film for being a bright film.
Mm-hmm.
There was no need for that.
It was just like the tone of it visually was different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But... we did get a trailer for Shazam, and we're just going to watch that trailer now, too. It's fucking cool. Oh, wait. Hold on. I didn't even hit the share button. Look at that. Look at that. Me thinking way ahead. Instead of pressing buttons and actually making it work right. Here we go.
It's showtime!
I don't deserve these powers, if I'm being honest. Like, what am I even contributing?
Ow.
There's already a superhero with a red suit with a lightning bolt on it. Aquaman is literally huge and he's so manly. And Batman is so cool. And I'm just me. I feel like a fraud. It doesn't matter. Anyway, a wizard gave me superpowers. And then everybody got superpowers. Where's everyone going?
To fight crime?
Okay.
Now everyone's kind of like doing their own thing, and I'm the only one trying to keep it together.
You understand I'm a pediatrician, right?
Come on!
Now let's get down to business.
Listen to me, Billy. The fate of your world depends on it. The daughters of Atlas are coming for you.
Children stole the power of all the gods.
Shazam!
This is very personal, Billy.
Look, I might not have as much experience as you because I'm not super old like you, but I've seen all of the Fast and the Furious movies, lady. It's all about
family. Family! Guys, that was a signal.
Introducing the star of our show. His name is Shazam!
The world will not survive this.
I don't know how we fight powers like this.
You think I know how to fix this, dude, but I really don't.
Everyone can be worthy. Let's give it a chance. No. go fight for your family. Go fight for the world.
I just threw a truck at a dragon. I love my life.
Dude, that looks super fucking fun. Again, it follows that same, you know, lightheartedness that we haven't really gotten a lot of.
And I really like the fact that he said to Helen Mirren that it's all about family, and you know, she's in the
late. She's in the Fast and yeah. Right, which is great. That was a great callback, you know.
Eight and nine for her.
Yep.
And likely the last
two. We could hope so. Hopefully there are the last two, but I highly doubt that.
You know. But no, it looks great. It looks like a lot of fun.
It does. It doesn't look like a lot of fun, which is similar to, like I said, similar to the first one. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with this. I want to see that. I want to see it.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Then, of course, it doesn't, you know, we can't just have comic book stuff because there's so much other shit going on. Something that I was really excited for, that actually, I think it probably came out a little bit afterwards or like within the same day or so. But we also got a trailer for something that I was not expecting because we already have another Pinocchio movie coming out soon. But we also got a trailer for Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio movie, which is, of course, it follows the whole claymation stuff that he's been doing for a little bit.
Yeah.
With Coraline and stuff like that. But we got a trailer for this one, and this one actually looks really fucking good, too. I really want to see this, because, of course, you know, I am a fan of Guillermo del Toro. I am a fan of the Pinocchio story. And I like how it's done. I like his style, and I like how he puts everything together and makes the story just a little bit different than what we've seen in the past. So, have you seen the trailer for this one yet?
I have not.
Okay, so let's watch the trailer, dude.
From my many wanderings on this earth, I had so much to say about imperfect fathers and imperfect sons, and about loss and love. I've learned that there are old spirits who rarely involve themselves in the human world, but on occasion, they do. I want to tell you a story. It's a story you may think you know, but you don't. A story. Of the wooden boy.
Where am I?
I feel as though you've been here before. The wooden boy with the borrowed soul. Be his son. Fill his days with light. We shall call you Pinocchio.
Interesting take on it.
Does that not look cool?
Yeah. And so I guess Ewan McGregor is going to be playing the narrator?
Jiminy Cricket.
Okay.
Yeah. And I like it. Hard playing. I'm not exactly sure. He might be Pinocchio. But this looks really fucking cool.
I'm digging it.
I like the style. Like I said, I've always enjoyed Guillermo del Toro style, whether it's just regular movies and horror and stuff like that, but also like his animation style. Like it's really good. It's really fitting to this story because, of course, you know, it is about a marionette coming to life.
When does the other one come out? Is it around the same time? No.
Around the same time, I think. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see. That one comes out September.
Okay. So just a few months after the live action one do we get the animated version of it.
Yeah, so this one, right, let me make sure. Yeah, September 8th for that one.
For the live action
by Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah.
And then it's so wild that it's like two versions of Pinocchio coming out within the same time.
But that's what a lot of these companies have been doing, because remember they did the same thing what was the other one? They did something like that too recently. Well, they always do shit like that. They have two movies that come out around the same time that have the same type of story, but they just change it just a little bit. Kind of like the house is burning. August is burning or some shit like that.
Yeah.
With Russell Crowe, not Russell Crowe, the other dude. What the fuck? My brain just going to blank.
So I mean, you talk about like how they had Dante's Peak and Volcano come out at the same time.
Right, that's one of them. But recently they had the Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh, right, right. And Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down.
Yeah.
And then, which White House Down wasn't a bad film.
Right, it wasn't bad. But it wasn't great compared to the other one. Granted, the other one wasn't great either.
Yeah.
But
and then what was the other one? So there was Dante's Peak and Volcano, and then there was
Armageddon. Twister. Wasn't it Twister and Storm Hunters or something like that?
Probably, but like,
yeah.
You had Dante's Peak. You had Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
Same fucking premise.
Yep.
So, but yeah, it's interesting that they're going with both a claymation and a live action
coming
out with it. And like all of a sudden, it's like Pinocchio is a huge.
Yeah. Just like Winnie the Pooh's gonna be huge again too.
Yeah. You mean with that horror film?
Yeah. Dude, I cannot wait for Blood and Honey. It should be awesome. Then just to stray away from the trailers for a little bit, because we'll get back to the trailers again. We got some news from the MCU. And holy shit, MCU is going to be completely stacked for some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In a good way. Not necessarily a bad way, but in a good way. So much shit coming out for the DC, for the Marvel Universe.
Right.
And I love it.
It's going to start with Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Quantum. Yes. Day. Yes.
Then Guardians 3, which is it's going to be bigger and longer and more emotional than the other ones, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is completely fine. I'm totally fine with that.
Because, characters are probably going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got, finally, you got fucking Mahershala Ali playing Blade.
Yeah, but that's not coming out until, next year.
Yeah.
So way into next year. Loki season 2. Of course, Secret Invasion that we've been waiting for.
Yeah, they've been teasing for forever, and it was like, it's finally coming.
The Marvels, who we've been expecting for some time. Ironheart, who will be coming out first in Black Panther. Yeah. Then we're getting Agatha Harkness.
Right, it's no longer called House of Harkness. It's
gonna be
Coven of Chaos is a better title.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, way better title. Mm-hmm. Which is fucking cool. Then we've mentioned before, but we're also, we've known that they're gonna be, we've had speculations, because we couldn't say that we were just officially happening. But a Daredevil coming out with Daredevil Reborn or
Born Again.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to see him in costume in She-Hulk.
Yes.
Because we saw that flip.
Mm-hmm.
And rooftop landing and how they gave him. We don't know how bright yellow his costume is going to be.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to be like a, my guess would be like a golden red.
Yeah. The typical of what we've seen in the comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, the fact that we got, Charlie Cox back as Daredevil,
mm-hmm.
you know, not just in, you know, as a really good lawyer.
But, yeah.
In costume, and then
yep.
getting essentially a fourth season of Daredevil.
Yep, that's great.
Which is going to be 18 fucking episodes.
18 episodes, yeah, that's fucking nuts, dude.
And it's gonna be so. My guess is going to be 18 weeks of Daredevil. Right, they're not going to drop it all at once.
Yeah, because it's coming on Disney Plus, so they'll probably do like.
They'll probably start with like a 2 to 3 episode premiere.
Yeah. Similar like what they'll be doing in the last thing that we'll be talking about today. Yeah, so they'll probably do just like 1 or 2 episodes or 3 episodes at first, and then they'll start dropping everything weekly, which I'm totally fine with.
Yeah, and I mean, we all know that Eldon Henson got a deal now, right? We spoke about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah, so we know he'll be back as Foggy Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Please bring back Deborah Ann Wall as.
Yes, please. Hell yeah, dude.
Bring back dude as Mahoney. Like I want this to be everybody.
Bring back the entire cast that was great before.
Yeah, I mean down to Ellison, the editor. Like
yep.
Bring back everybody. These are all essential actors that mm-hmm. that we don't want to see recast.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, and we also know that Fisk is coming back too, so that's gonna be fucking great. Vincent D'Onofrio.
Which I wonder if he's gonna show up in She-Hulk.
I would not be surprised.
You know, rocking an eye patch for being shot.
Well, not necessarily She-Hulk, but also Echo, because Echo's coming out soon too. Echo's
coming out soon too.
So yeah, there's so much fucking shit. So many possibilities.
So much fucking shit.
So many possibilities. It is fucking great.
I'm noticing Armor Wars is not on here, but they
That's not gonna. It's still happening, but it's gonna be way later. Probably after, of course, after we spoke about these, but we're also supposed to be getting a Fantastic Four in what 2025. Mm-hmm. Then there's a big blank spot right there, just before Avengers. What is it? The Kang Dynasty, which is gonna be fucking great because of course that's gonna be the big, you know, Kang thing, which we've been waiting for
and you notice
since Loki.
You notice with that image, there's a couple of blanks
mm-hmm.
with set dates.
Yep.
You know, we got the blanks are winter 2024,
mm-hmm.
spring 2025. Oh, sorry, it goes up and down. So you got winter, fall 24,
yep.
winter 24, another fall 24,
mm-hmm.
winter and spring of 25,
yep.
another spring of 25. And then yep. 2 blank spots for summer of 25.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yep.
I'm stuck. I maybe a Ghost Rider film.
Ah, be great.
I mean, because at Comic-Con, they did tease a HasLab Ghost Rider, Robbie Reyes with Carr.
Ooh.
So maybe finally get the Robbie Reyes Ghost Rider that we wanted.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
That's right. That was supposed to come out about a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
It got canceled.
Yep.
Yeah, it was canceled before the pandemic.
Yep.
Yeah. And then.
And then the final piece from the Marvel stuff from the next piece, the last piece that's there, that we know, is something that we've spoken about on the show as well. Which is Avengers Secret Wars.
That's going to be fantastic.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Does this mean we get a Tom Holland Spider-Man in black suit?
Ooh, that would be awesome. Not just a suit that's inside out.
Right.
An actual
black and white suit.
Yeah.
And considering that they sort of left Venom
Right. He's out of the open. He's out of the, yeah.
He's, you know, where Brock and the rest of Venom is back in their world.
Mm-hmm.
A little piece of symbiote kind of just yep. happened to make its way.
Yep.
So.
I am excited. Are we going to get Captain Venom finally? Not Captain Venom, Agent Venom, yes.
That'd be dope.
That'd be awesome. I love fucking Agent Venom. He was fucking great in the comics.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just, right, Flash Thompson was a double amputee from the war.
Yeah.
Right? And then yep. he becomes Agent Venom for like no more than 24 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Or else that would like mess with his...
with his psyche and shit. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Should be great. So, being that...
I'll take a space Venom.
Hell yeah. Or even more Carnage. Give us more Carnage.
Give us more Carnage. Give us something that's not what we got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, of course, we just spoke about She-Hulk. We got a full trailer for She-Hulk, which is coming out very soon. And I'm excited for this.
Too. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It looks fun because it's not supposed to be you know your typical super action packed type show. You know there's gonna be action in there because of course you know she is a superhero essentially. But it doesn't take itself too seriously like all the other shows have that we've seen so far. And it's super fucking exciting. I want to see where this is gonna go. So here we go with the trailer for She-Hulk, because it's fucking cool.
Wow! Jeez, what the hell, man?
Still in control, no overwhelming feelings of rage.
No, a normal amount of rage!
You do revert back to Gen 4 when you sleep.
Is the air horn really necessary?
For comedy, absolutely. This is a multi-year journey you're about to embark on.
Yes!
Yeah. Who's your best friend?
Nikki.
Spandex. Spandex is your best friend. Being a Hulk asks for balance. You have so much more to learn. Yes!
So I'm clearly nailing it at all these things.
If you want to go back to life as a lawyer, I respect that.
He doesn't mean that.
So she's kind of breaking the fourth wall.
More and more eccentric superhumans are coming out of the woodwork. We're going to launch a division for them. And I want the She-Hulk to be the face of it.
Jennifer Walters. Namaste.
I have a serious conflict of interest. This man tried to kill my cousin, Bruce.
Yeah, that's quite all right.
Oh. People only care because I'm representing Emil Blonsky.
I think they care because they're like, hey, that girl's green.
Jen, do your thing.
God, I really like this outfit.
I'm not proud of this.
Walters, we answer to a higher power. Our universe is on the edge of a precipice.
I am a lawyer. We do things by the book.
The book of the shanty.
No, the book of American laws.
Whether you like it or not, you're now a superhero.
Let's do this. You know that friend you had in high school who was way cooler than you were attractive, got all the attention from everyone? Hello.
I think I'm jealous. Is that what I'm feeling?
Yeah, dude. It looks fucking cool.
It looks dope as fuck.
Yeah. Granted, the face work is a little off, and it's a little off putting, but I do like what they're doing with the show so far.
It's good, and I like that little tiny fourth wall break.
Yeah,
you know it's pretty dope that they're throwing that in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see dude back as fucking Blonsky.
Yeah,
Tim Roth, man. Haven't seen him in anything great. In a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking Wong.
Yeah. I fucking love Wong.
I love Wong. He's just great in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I love that his name is actually Wong.
Yeah. It's perfectly fitting. It tracks. Yeah.
Benedict Wong is Wong. It's like
fucking perfect. Yeah.
You ever watch the interview with him on like Kimmel? It was like the
petition. No, I haven't.
It was like Wong for Wong.
I like it. I think that'll be the episode title. Wong for Wong.
It was like right before he got cast as Wong.
That's hilarious.
It was like, yeah, it was great.
That's hilarious. Yeah, so that's going to be the episode title. Wong for Wong.
Wong for Wong.
I'll take it. Yep. I fucking love Wong. He's fucking dope. Uh-huh. And he tries to take it so seriously, but he's like, yo, this is, how can I take this seriously?
He's one of my favorite side characters.
Absolutely.
You know?
He's absolutely a great sidekick character. Yeah. And then we got another trailer. It's essentially a teaser, but it's a sad teaser because it kind of made me. It gave me the feels. Of course, you know, mm-hmm. A lot of these trailers and these superhero movies have been giving me the feels the last few years, because it's essentially showing what we've seen forever. And what we've seen and we thought of forever on the big screen. And it's fucking good. Mm-hmm. I like what they're doing with all this shit. Yeah. So we got the trailer for Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever. And it looks fucking cool. So we're going to watch a trailer for that shit too. Because why the fuck not? Because that's what we're doing this whole fucking episode. We're just watching trailers.
It's crazy how they had to write around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not necessarily writing around. It's more like reworking a script.
Yeah.
Reworking a script and essentially making something different than what it was originally.
Well, I did read a thing that Letitia Wright said that on their numbers on the call sheet,
mm-hmm.
They permanently put Chadwick as number one.
Of course. You can't just replace him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's forever going to be T'Challa.
I mean, he literally won a posthumous Emmy for his work on What If. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the man was literally dying and still recorded those voices.
Yep. So here's a trailer for Wakanda Forever.
Woman of crime. Little darling, don't shed no tear. No woman, no cry. Good friends we are, and good friends we
nominated for an Oscar for her role in this movie.
Along the way, in this great future, you can't forget your past. So dry your teeth, I say. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright.
I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world, and my entire family is gone. Have I not given everything?
Everything's gonna be alright.
like,
God damn it. That trailer looks good. Yeah, me too.
And like, how, like, seriously, she better get an Oscar nom for her role as the queen. Because like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Speech. So, but here's the thing. Her entire family is gone.
Yeah.
So something going to happen to Shuri?
We don't know. But I think what she means as far as like, you know, the next in line, who should essentially be king, because there is no other.
There's no other son.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to eventually give it to M'Baku.
And that would be cool. That would be cool, because you did see him there. Yeah. It would be interesting to see.
Daniel Kaluuya is not in this.
Right.
He opted out, but like, which is fine. But like,
yeah.
But M'Baku is, right? Winston mm-hmm. Duke is back, and
mm-hmm.
it would be great to see him.
Absolutely.
Although, considering a multiverse as a thing, I wouldn't mind the return of Eric Killmonger this time as
Black Panther. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. But what we did get to see in this, we did finally see Riri Williams, who eventually becomes Ironheart. And then we also got Namor, which I am very fucking excited for.
Which he looks pretty good.
He looks fucking good. He looks better than fucking Aquaman for sure. I like what they're doing with this. I'm excited to see where they're gonna go. Granted, this is just a trailer or a teaser trailer.
This movie's not out for another year.
Yeah, it's not out for quite some time. But I like what they're doing so far. I want to see it. I want to see it now, actually. Like I've said it before. This is fucking cool. Like I like where this is going. I want to see the story that they're gonna be putting into this, and what kind of, you know, why is Namor there? Why is he coming after them in Wakanda? What does he have to do with anything?
And does this maybe set up Doctor Doom with the vibranium?
Right. Exactly.
We'll know eventually.
Yes, we will know very, 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 very soon. So I'm excited for it. I want to see it. Because it looks fucking cool. Again, shit that I am super fucking excited for. Shit that we are both super excited for here. It looks cool. And that's pretty much it for the San Diego stuff. But we did get one more trailer this week. Granted, it came out yesterday. And I'm super fucking excited for it. I loved Rogue One. Because, and it is essentially my favorite Star Wars, of the newer Star Wars movies that's been out for the last few years. We got a trailer for Andor. And this looks fucking awesome. It brings the same type of feel that Rogue One gave me when I first watched it. Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait. Cannot wait for getting the first three episodes on September 21st. I am super fucking excited for it. And you guys should be excited for it too, because it looks fucking amazing.
I'll be watching it the morning before I go to the Grand Slam.
Oh, of course. Of course.
It's going to be an exciting Wednesday.
Hell yeah. It's Wednesday night. You know what that means. So if you haven't seen the trailer for fucking Andor, just continue with the trailer talk today, because that's what we do, right? That's what we're doing all episode. So here we go with the trailer for Andor.
To steal from the Empire? You just walk in like you belong. They're so proud of themselves. So fat and satisfied. They can't imagine that someone like me would ever get inside their house.
Cassian Andor. The Empire is choking us so slowly. We're starting not to notice. What I'm asking is this. Wouldn't you rather give it all to something real? I need all the heroes I can get.
For the greater good.
Call it what you will.
Let's call it war.
There's fermenting out there, son. Pockets of fermenting. You're in my net. Are you a fish? Or are you a thief?
You're slipping.
I'm not slipping. I've just been hiding for too long.
As long as everyone thinks I'm an irritation, there's a good chance they'll miss what I'm really doing.
What are you really doing?
This is what revolution looks like.
I'm tired of losing.
Whoa!
That does not feel like Star Wars.
Oh my god!
That just feels like a war show.
It's like a fucking spy movie with a war. I love that it's dark and gritty, and it has like a grounded feel to it. Mm-hmm. Granted, yes, there's space stuff in there because, of course, it's fucking Star Wars.
It's probably gonna be space trains.
Wouldn't be surprised. But this shit looks fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
I cannot fucking wait. I got fucking goosebumps watching it again. I saw this like 4 times earlier today. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my god. I am fucking excited for it. I cannot fucking wait.
And we have Saul Guerrero back.
Yeah, Saul Guerrero.
Which is great because like he pops up in Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, nice.
You know? So, like, because you figure that takes place before
Rogue One. Before Rogue One, yep.
Yeah. So, like, it's great that, like, he's coming back and playing the character for
this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he is an essential character for the Rebellion.
Yeah.
You need his character in there somehow.
Yes.
Because
he's all about the Rebellion and Fallen Order, too.
Yeah.
When you go to save, you're on Kashyyyk and you're going to save the Wookiees.
Oh, nice. Okay. See, that's one of those games that I still got, I haven't played because, of course, granted, I don't have a system myself. But I like these games, man. I like the Star Wars. I love the Star Wars. Yeah, so very excited for that shit. Cannot fucking wait.
These shows have been giving me love for Star Wars again.
Yeah.
Because they kind of got ruined with the sequel trilogy.
The sequel trilogy wasn't that bad, but it also wasn't that great. It did not compare to the originals, obviously.
Right. I mean, 7 was great, 8 was meh, and then 9 was like, okay.
Yeah.
But it was okay. Central.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what happens when you have people exiting the, and because they weren't that great for the first time. Like, there were so many things that were essentially unanswered questions that remained completely unanswered in the first place at the end.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I get it. I understand the reasons why they did certain things.
Yeah.
But a little bit of closure would have been better. I don't know. That's just me, probably. Or you too. Yeah, I know you agree. Yeah. But yeah, dude, this looks really good, especially seeing exactly where they're coming from. And seeing why they're fighting for what they're fighting for,
yeah,
is really cool. And then also seeing the other side of it, as far as you know, you seeing, the government essentially, the Empire, pretty much like they're holding their own and trying to run a society. And
it's the, this is the Empire at their strongest.
Yep. Yep. So this looks really fucking cool. I am very excited for this. Cannot fucking wait. September 21st cannot be here any fucking sooner. I can't wait. It's a great time to be us, dude. For sure. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so you had one more thing to add to the show.
I did, yes.
I completely almost forgot about that one. Because I got so excited with all the other stuff. So what is this that you were talking about? Because I know you mentioned it to me briefly.
They're apparently making a movie that is based off the Spirit Halloween stores that pop up. So Spirit Halloween are one of those stores that pop up in the ghost of what used to be a store.
Right.
And so apparently they made a movie.
Interesting, okay. So we'll watch the trailer for that shit. Oh, you haven't seen the trailer either?
No.
Okay, fucking it.
I purposely waited.
Hell yeah, dude. Perfect. So we will watch the trailer for The Spirit of Halloween. The movie teaser, of course. Granted, of course. Why would it be a full fucking trailer? Why not? Let's tease it up. Here we go.
You want something really creepy? How about a night locked in here?
Pop up Halloween store in a creepy lot? Awesome.
Booyah!
In a fucking Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
Final notice.
Ooh, Christopher Lloyd.
A spirit that can't let go of his life? Possibly someone who died here.
Alec Windsor.
We're doing something Saturday. Three of us, best holiday of the year, just like always.
It'll be wicked.
You guys are serious losers, you know that?
The boys aren't here. They're all at Bo's. Oh!
Was that there before?
Ask the right questions. You'll get the right answers.
Is Alec Windsor roaming tonight?
Are you too serious?
Hi.
Oh my god, what's happening?
The store is trying to kill us.
For 1 hour on the anniversary of their death, they can possess things or people.
Your girlfriend is a little scary.
Seriously?
Okay. Okay.
It looks goofy, but it looks
funny. It looks super goofy. It really reminds me of Black Friday. Did you remember Black Friday that came out a few this past summer or whatever? Or
that was the one with Devin Sawa and
yeah.
and Bruce Campbell in the story. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of that. That whole type of feel, like, you know, Black Friday, and then everybody pretty much becomes a zombie except for the people that are actually working in the store.
Yeah,
that's essentially that's what it reminds me of.
It looks fun. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
And they use the Spirit Halloween in an old Toys R Us.
Yeah,
perfect.
It fits exactly.
It really, yeah, it fits.
Because that's what you usually see the Spirit of Halloween stores whenever they do pop up. Mm-hmm. They're usually in, like, of course, you know, either the broken down Toys R Us or whatever, or just like random stores like Circuit City and shit.
Yeah.
Because
the shell of a former.
Yeah, exactly. This looks cool. Like, I'm excited for it. Like, I want to see it. It'll be an interesting take on a story. Of course, that is this is essentially, well, kind of like I'll take that back. I was gonna say it's an original story. It's really not. It's what you would expect when kids are trying to do some shit and they're like, oh, let's see what will happen when we camp out somewhere that we're not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, all craziness is going to ensue, of course. Which we've seen a bazillion other times. But this does look very fun. The effects look pretty cool. And the acting so far, at least in the trailer, doesn't look like shitty acting. But
No.
I'm excited for it. Like, I'll check it out for sure. So that's coming out, what, for Halloween this year? Did they say that they have a date for it?
I didn't see a date.
No. Okay. So look for it soon. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be fun. And that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So head on over to innercitygeeks.net where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. We also got Suplex City Geeks where me and Brian here, we talk about nothing but wrestlings because wrestlings is awesome. And then we also have Bryce J Presents over there, and then we also have Comics of the World, Magazine, Anime World, the Inner City Geeks webcomic, Inner City Geeks Turntable, Inner City Geeks First Watch, the ICGPW Slamcast. It's popping. So much other shit over there. Go check all that shit out. Good Games is over there. Did I say Good Games before? No, I don't think I did. So much other shit over there. Go check us all out over there. Then we got some links to some pretty cool fucking places that you can go to. You can check out Fight TV. We got some pretty cool like wrestlings and UFC stuff that they have over there. I believe they also had the Slap Championships, which is fucking nuts, where people just stand around and slap the fuck out of each other. I can't believe that's an actual sport, but I saw some clips of it the other day on Twitter, and I saw one dude, they just pulled back, smacked the shit out of the other one, and looked like he got a concussion just from getting smacked. That is fucking interesting as hell. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So that should be up there too. So check out, click the link to Fight TV. You give us a little bit of a kickback over there. And then you can check out all the shit over there. There's a lot of cool stuff over there. So go do that. Then we got links to Sideshow Collectibles, where they got a lot of awesome fucking toys. Because we enjoy toys. Because toys are awesome. Mm-hmm. So check out Sideshow Collectibles. They got a lot of cool shit over there, whether it's Star Wars, whether it's Marvel, DC. So much shit over there. Really cool stuff. So click the link. Take you over there. Then you could also find the link to Amazon, because of course, you know, we have the Amazon stuff that's there. So Amazon Prime, you get some pretty cool shit over there. A lot of cool Amazon Prime video, where you can watch Good Omens, which we spoke about previously. And all the other cool shit over there, like The Boys. So much shit over there. This is fucking awesome. Then we have a link to Soul State Clothing Company, where you get some pretty cool shirts by Geeks for Geeks. And then you can type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire fucking purchase over there. Go do that. And that'll help us out just a little bit. Go do that. Then we have a link to Beard Octane, where you got some pretty cool beard oils and balms and butters and stuff. Do that, because of course you want your beard to look nice and luxurious. Just like this lovely little man made that I have here. Click the link. It'll take you to Beard Octane. Type in ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. Because we like to help you out and give you a little bit of discount on stuff. So you got that over there. Then we also have Beard Octane, which I said just now. I just repeated it again. Dumb, dumb Steve. But then there's also another link over there for CBDMD, where you get some pretty cool CBD stuff. So go check that out. That's all the links, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, so that's all the links over there. Or you could just go through the description of the episode and you'll find all of them over there too. So go do all that stuff. And then you could find the show. You could listen to us on, granted you're listening to us now, but you could listen to us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. So check us out on those platforms. And then you could find the show on the socials. You can find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you, senor?
You can find me kind of getting hungry.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can find me on social media, of course. Check me out on Twitter and Instagram, both BRI2J Presents. Check out BRI2J Presents.com. Go to YouTube, BRI2J Presents. New content is coming soon, as I mentioned in the start of this episode, with other content that's already up on that that's sort of new. Please click the like button, share, and subscribe. And, yeah.
Hells yeah, dude. Hells yeah. And then you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And like I always say, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking out the show. We appreciate you. We appreciate all the likes and the retweets and everything. It helps us out. We appreciate you a bunch. Let everybody know what we do here. Because we're awesome. And you guys are awesome for sharing it around. Like I said, thank you for listening. Don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.